What's up, winners? You're listening to Win Today Podcast. Podcast is geared to around you being able to listen for 10 minutes or less, grab a strategy of something you can do and immediately begin to market to your ideal client and monetize online. Today's episode is more of a mindset episode than it is a strategy episode, where I deal with the mindset surrounding scarcity or when you get discouraged as an entrepreneur, as a business owner. You definitely don't want to miss this episode. Are you ready to win the day? Every hour is worth $100. The whole day is worth $2,400. You're going to pay yourself a minimum of $240. Just 2 hours and 40 minutes. Anything less and you lost a day. The life equation for success. Never stop. Success is not for the soft. We about to win the day. We not hoping, we grinding just to go win the day. No disrespect, but we're solely focused to win the day. Alarm clock off, homie, about to win the day. Success is not for the soft, we about to win the day. We not hoping, we grinding just to go win the day. No disrespect, but we're solely focused to win the day. Welcome back to another episode of Win the Day with Marcus Walrosier. I'm your host, Marcus Walrosier. Who else? So this is going to be a short, sweet, and to the point episode. I really just wanted to pop in and give you an episode about mindset. I know that we've given so many strategy episodes, but I have not taken the time to kind of talk about the mindset of an entrepreneur. Now, you might be wondering, wow, what exactly is a loser's limp? Right. So one of the things that I'm going to talk to you about is what I call a loser's limp. And it is the idea of, remember when you were coming up in school and there was a test you took and it was a person who may have failed a test. They were fine with their grade if they knew you did worse than them. So if they got a C and you got a D, they were cool. But if they got a D and everybody else got an A, they can't make the excuse that it's something wrong with the test. So they'll say something like, well, shoot, don't nobody even care nothing about no grades. They did care about the grades, but it's easier to say they don't care than to admit they didn't apply themselves. You know, so it would be fine if we all failed it. But man, that test was stupid. That test was hard. But you can't make an excuse about something when everyone else is getting results. Well, the same thing is happening in business. There are people who are saying, man, people just don't make money like that. Nobody's shopping like that. No, people are shopping. People are spending money. They're just not spending it with you, if that is your excuse. So what I want to deal with is kind of mindset. How you can begin to embrace this new mindset to get you ready to be able to efficiently ask your worth. Now, let me say this. On a conscious level, you want more money. Like you can say, hey, I want to make 10K, I want to make 100K, I want to make 200K, I want to make 300K, I want to make a million. That's on a conscious level. You can say it out of your mouth. You got it in your head. That's the thought. You could write it down on a piece of paper. If you were in a room full of people, you'd stand up boldly and say, I'm going to make $1 million. But on a subconscious level, most people battle with that and they're unable to ask their worth. They don't feel confident. They're not clear on their process. They're not clear on who their ideal audience is. So it makes them insecure. It makes them uncomfortable. They're fine talking about it. But when it's time to exchange or to send an invoice or to ask for the sale or to consistently produce content to work with their ideal audience, to close, to sell one to many, one to one, to do a sales call, there's this gap between it because we don't say it with confidence. So on a conscious level, we want it. But on a subconscious level, we don't believe that we deserve it. And that's the biggest mindset shift, that you got to move from a conscious level of wanting it to a subconscious level, believing not only do I deserve it, but I already have it. That any penny that someone spent, they didn't waste their money. They invested it well because you're well worth every penny. So let's move beyond the conscious level into the subconscious level of overall belief. I believe that I deserve every penny and more that my clients pay because I produce results for them. Now, that confidence is going to come through the results you get for your clients, not just a self-belief, but you need also proof. Have you been able to take what it is that you know and help someone else produce the same result you got for yourself? When you reach that place, you can start fortifying your subconscious. Now, let's dig into a few things. Here's a few things that are happening. And I told you this is going to be a very short episode. And I want you to take some time today and jot down on a conscious and subconscious level. So you're going to draw a circle. And in the circle, draw conscious. You're going to draw some lines underneath it and write down what are some conscious thoughts of yours. What are the things that you are consciously thinking about in business or about yourself? Do you believe that you're educated? Do you believe that you're qualified? Do you believe that you won't have a problem getting clients? Like, what is the conscious thought? And then subconsciously, I want you to now program the things you want to start believing. So you're going to draw two circles. One circle is your conscious. The other circle is the subconscious. And you're going to do lines underneath them and write out some subconscious thoughts that you want to reprogram your mind to believe. Now, if you are stuck in business and you're unable to produce right now, you say, man, I'm struggling or I'm not sure how to make this thing work. You've got a few problems, because think about this. If you have an online business, and you know, that's the majority of the conversation we talk about on the Win the Day podcast. I am a strong proponent. I'm a believer of online business. I think if you don't have an online business in the future, you won't have a business. That's where all the money is happening. That's where all the money exchanged. So you've got to ask yourself this. If you're not making money online, what exactly is the problem? Because with an online business, the whole world is your customer, not just the people in your city or state. So when I hear people say, well, man, I'm just using examples. So if you live in this place, don't think I'm talking about you. I live in Mississippi. You know, I live in a small town. People don't make much. I live in Tennessee, or I live in where I'm from, Panama City, Florida, you know, with a hurricane hit and jobs are scarce and people, there's no main corporations or headquarters. There's no corporate offices in Panama City. So the idea is that the only people that is your market are the people you're around, and that's not true. Online allows you to touch the whole world. So now everybody in the world is a potential customer. So the whole world, here's the mindset shift. The whole world isn't broke. Somebody has money to pay you. So it's about your marketing message to them. So if there are people, the only way you can qualify that nobody has money for your product, I want you to ask yourself this question. Is anybody else in the world doing what you're doing and getting paid for it? And if anybody else is getting results in the same area you're not getting results, then the problem is not online, nor is it the business you're in. The problem is you. And you've got one of three problems. I'm going to map them out for you. And if your answer is yes to any of these three, say, Mark is okay. Yeah, I got a problem with number one, number two, and number three, or one of three. Shoot me a message. You can shoot me a message on Instagram. You can shoot me a message, an email. I'll give you my information at the end of this if you got a problem, any of these three. But you've got to ask yourself, whatever you do, if you're selling hair, if you're creating online products, if you are not getting results, you've got to look and say, is anybody else getting results? If they are, and you're complaining, saying that nobody's buying, no, you have a loser's limp. You have a loser's limp. People are buying. You just need one of three things. So one of three things are happening. Now, here we go. Write this down. Either you've got an information problem. That means you don't know what you don't know. That you got to start saying to yourself, it's something I don't know that other people know. You got an information problem. That there is a gap between what you know and what other people know. You need the information to be able to make a decision to improve the quality of your business. How do I reach more customers? How do I close more sales? How do I make more money? You've got an information problem if the question is how to. That's number one. So the first problem you have is an information problem. If that's you, then just go ahead and mark it down. Okay, Marcus, I got an information problem. Now, if you don't have an information problem, you more than likely have a strategy problem. How do I know the difference? If I have the information, but I'm just not sure what to do with it, then the problem is not information. The problem is strategy. So how do I take what I know and create a strategy around it to make sure that it works? If you don't have if you say, man, I know how to do this, but I'm not quite sure how to make sure that the result is there, then the problem is now, once again, I'm going to say it to you. The problem then is not information. The problem is strategy. And if you have a strategy problem, go ahead and mark that down, Marcus. I need help with strategy. How do I make this work? Last but not least, if you don't have an information problem, or even if you do, you could have all three. An information problem, you don't know what you don't know. You know that there's a more efficient way, but you don't know how to make it happen. Strategy, I know the information. I'm great at what I do, but I'm not quite sure how to do it better. If you don't have a strategy problem, you more than likely have a systems problem. Marcus, why am I having to spend so many hours doing all this work when other people are automating things? What is the system? What happens when a client What's my onboarding process? What's my marketing process? What happens when a person, if I have a program or a course, what happens after the course? What happens once they sign up? What happens once they're done after 8 weeks? How do I resell to them? How do I keep clients for longer periods of time? How do I up my prices? How do I position myself to get more speaking engagement? Whatever your field is, whatever it is that you're doing, you've got to start asking yourself, what is the problem? Because other people are winning. So is it an information problem? I don't know what I don't know. There's something I don't know that other people know. Is it strategy? How do I take what I know and put it into a strategy that ensures that I win? What's the playbook for my business? Last but not least, what systems will help me be able to automate my business online, allowing me the opportunity to spend more time thinking my business than actually physically working it? I'm not burning myself out with doing my business. If it is any of these things and you need help, I want to offer my services to you. So whenever you're listening to this, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to www.monetizewithmarcus. Monetize, M-O-N-E-T-I-Z-E with Marcus.com. And I've got a free video training there for you. You will also get an opportunity if you choose to set up a free monetization call where we'll walk through those three things. We will see what information you don't know or do know. We'll walk through strategy and we'll talk about systems that you can use to begin to monetize and market online, allowing you to start, grow, and scale your business online without having to be salesy or techie. I'm going to provide what you need for that. I want to give you this quick episode. Hopefully it helps. Can't wait to hear from you. Do me one favor. We bring all this content to you absolutely free. So the only thing I ask is that you help us get it out to more people. Share this with someone that could benefit from hearing this quick mindset lesson. Let's win together. Win today.